Blog Talk Radio.
Each time I come into
Hallelujah. Your grace still amazes me. It's just amazing. I mean, there's no other word to have for his grace than the fact that it's amazing. Well done. Powerful. I'm a musician. I mean, I don't care who sings this song. You have to some kind of way feel this thing, man. Wonderful song, beautifully done. Welcome to the Word of God. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the grace of God and his will. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to, and when I say that from my heart. Truly, if it's just one person, I'm happy to have you. If there's nobody out here, I'm like Ezekiel, I'll preach to the wind. But I'm truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll get us started this week with a word of prayer. And we'll get into the lesson for the week. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful selection. Amen. Amen. Those words is just food for us to meditate on. Your grace still is amazing to me. Amen.
Yeah.
The scripture right there is coming from 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, and the 9th verse. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for this day, Father God. Thanking you for the selection Pastor chose today. We're thanking you for the listeners and all those who participate. We're thanking you, Father God, for your word, Father God. And Father God, we ask that you would just have your way. Open up our hearts and our mind to receive your word, Father God. And may we carry this word with us always. Father God, we're just thanking you for this day. Thanking you for each and every one. Pleading the blood of Jesus on this broadcast. And on all our listeners and all those who participate. And we're praying for those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. Those that are sick and shut in. And those who are bereaved, Father God. Because we know that no matter what it looks like, you're still working things out for our good. We give you praise, and now we just ask that you will have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. We want to keep Evangelist Sharon lifted up today. She's on the road, and we just keep her lifted up. Okay.
Amen.
I noticed when we went off the air yesterday, there was a couple of people that had pressed one, but it was no way I could get you back in. And but you had to press before we hang up next time. But either way, if it's something you wanted to share, we had two people, and I noticed one of them is on the line today. And if you want to share, you can. If not, that's fine. I just want you to know I didn't see it till after we went off the air, then I saw where you had, and it could have been by accident, I don't know. But anyway, I just want to acknowledge that. Okay, brothers and sisters, I'm excited, man. I'm excited about the Word of God. Hallelujah. His grace is amazing. It's still amazing. And so grace is part of God's plan. And that's what we're going to talk about this week. Grace is part of God's plan. And I want to start by saying that the teaching of grace is seldomly approached the way we're going to approach it, because today we're going to approach it, or this week, rather, we're going to approach it like grace is a fact. It's a must. God always had that. That was always in his plan to use grace, because grace would take care of sin. It would take care of the law. See, that's what we want to point out this week. Where the law was weak, and he couldn't do some stuff, grace stepped in.
Hallelujah.
When it had been decreed that we were doomed to a burning eternal hell, grace stood up and said, I'll take care of it.
We're gonna
talk about grace. It's worth talking about because I think there's a lot of things that's overlooked. The importance of this subject is to be overlooked, but the true character of God is grace. That's his true character.
Yeah.
And if you be honest, you've been saved, and if especially if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you have some of those same characteristics.
Yeah.
So the word grace, we're going to get into it because it means gracious. It can be found almost 200 times in Scripture. The word that we're going to share is going to come from the Greek word, which I really admire. So I'm going to share that this week. Let's see. And you'd be surprised to know that this word really means thank you. Boy, when I saw that, that blessed me. That blessed me. And but anyway. So some of the scriptures we're going to share is going to bless you. But the main truth of this, it's a favor of God. That's pretty much, some people call it the unmerited favor.
Mm-hmm.
Or divine favor. Mm-hmm. A favor free from bestowed upon us totally. By God.
Amen. Say that.
Grace is God's free action in behalf of those who are without merit. Grace demonstrates good of God toward those who deserve his wealth. And let me tell you something else, brother and sister, because a lot of times people say this, and I don't think they quite know what they're saying. They say, oh, we're not worthy. Brother and sister, don't tell that lie. Don't tell that
lie.
Amen. You're worthy. God knew you was worthy. That's why he had a grace in his bosom.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now, how I know you're going to see that in the scripture, because see, he that told Adam, in the day you eat of, you will surely die. God knew that. But what he did tell Adam is that I have grace now, so if you do die, I can bring you back alive. He didn't tell him all the bad. It wasn't necessary.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, y'all didn't hear this. I know you didn't hear that one. He didn't tell him all of that. But Adam knew God loved him because he put him over everything. Like last week we were talking, Satan just didn't want Adam to stay in the Word of God. See, there was no grace for Satan. There was no grace for Satan. Because Satan, he had iniquity in him from day one. God knew that if man got stained, grace was going to be like Clorox to blood.
Oh, hallelujah.
God knew that if man sinned, grace was going to be an eraser to a pencil.
All right now.
Y'all didn't hear that yet, but it'll get to you this week. And that, so God knew that man was worthy.
Yeah.
So if he didn't make the letter that he wanted to make, he could erase it and redo it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That didn't make it the first time, God was going to say, okay, well, I'm going to help you back up. See, grace was going to get you back up. So I'm excited. the great trust, the great truth about the unmerited favor, how God demonstrates his goodness toward those who deserve his. And I'm going to say this, too, because everybody don't deserve it. If you're going to keep on walking away, you don't need God's grace.
Say that, Pastor. Say that.
But he offered this free gift of eternal life to those that realize that, hey, you know what? I need you, God, because I can't get eternal life on my own. I don't deserve the punishment that's been placed on the human race because I never had a chance to operate. So grace comes in and removes that punishment so that we can see salvation and receive it. So I'm going to be dealing with quite a bit about grace this week. So to go over some of the things that I want to deal with, because the challenges of grace exist right now. Maybe in your home, you just hadn't learned how to use grace. And God wants us to use his grace.
Because
that's one of the aspects of God. And because you belong to God, according to 1 Timothy, let me throw out y'all a few scriptures, because I know y'all want, I ain't Pastor throwing out no scriptures, because really, there's so much to get into that, and it's so meaningful. So many debates. But let me tell you what all the scholars agree on. All the scholars. They agree that grace is amazing.
Amen.
However it's expressed, they all agree that God's grace is amazing. So there will be some challenges, but when you understand grace characteristics, it becomes the nature of God, and you will know it's the nature of God.
Hallelujah.
And actually, you know what? Grace actually comes from Christ Jesus, when you think about it. Because he's the Son of God, came and he was full of grace and truth. So he brought it. How did I know that? Well, you know what? Let's go and get some foundational scriptures, because so much going through my head right now. I'm excited, brothers and sisters. But when you know what grace can do, you'll get excited. Especially when God done coached thing. In St. John 1:14, that won't be a one hour foundational scripture, and it may be, but for sure it will be a scripture that we will be dealing with. Because I think our foundational scripture is going to come from Titus. But let's go with St. John 1:14. And so I want y'all to know where this stuff really comes from. In John 1:14, it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Full of it. That's what I want you to say.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one of a kind glory. Like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish." Amen.
Yeah, full of it. The Father, full of grace. So he shared it with his Son. Glory.
Yeah.
Full of his kindness. Full of his favor. Full of it. Full of his truth. giving you a little bit here and give you a little bit there. I mean, he don't mind giving it to you because he's full of it. That's all. I mean, if you will cut God, Jesus Christ open right now, all you see grace running everywhere, full of it.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Matter of fact, one writer said there was no room for anything else.
Mm.
He was just so full of grace. He was full. Can you imagine a glass full of water, and one more drop, it just overflows.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
He's full of it. He got some to spare. Your situation,
mm-hmm.
I need some grace.
Yes, say that, say that.
Can I say that again? Your situation, after this week, might need a little grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when John, his testimony, because I'm down there on the 17th verse, John gives the testimony of the grace by Jesus Christ. He wrote that thing saying that's how it
mm-hmm.
came.
Yeah.
But the law was given Moses. Now, you know, y'all got the law. But then he used this word, but. Boy, every time I see that word, but, my eyes get bucked. My ears jumps open.
All right.
For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, we all live off his gracious bounty. Gift after gift after gift. We got the basis from Moses, and then this exuberant giving and receiving, this endless knowing and understanding, all this came through Jesus, the Messiah. No one has ever seen God, not so much as a glimpse. The one-of-a-kind God expression who exists at the very heart of the Father has made him plain as day. Mm. Amen, amen.
Yeah. And when you see that, for what it's worth, know that the testimony is true. So that's what John was saying. He was letting you know that the law, it was given through Moses, but who wants the law? When you can get kindness. The law didn't have no kindness in it.
Amen.
Not that the law was truth, but truth, the real truth, not just historical truth, not just pertinent truth, but the truth through Jesus Christ.
Yes, hallelujah.
That would allow you to get out of a situation that otherwise you couldn't get out. So kindness had shown with truth. Kindness.
Thank you.
That's where that grace kicked in. Well, you know, this is why it's been written. Okay, I get that. But do you understand? See, grace lets you understand some things that law won't.
Mm-hmm.
Preach, preacher.
Amen, amen.
See, when you're dealing with the law, there is no milligram for nothing. There is no argument. There is no discussion here because it says, and that's what you go by. But I'd much rather go by grace and truth.
Yeah. Yes.
Because grace said, I understood and I understand that you made a mistake. So I'm going to bail you out. That's what grace says. But the law doesn't say that. The law says you're doomed.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Can you imagine somebody trying to hold on to their tradition? Yeah. Their tradition will send you straight to hell.
Amen. Amen. Gotta let it go.
We're going to deal with grace. I mean, because I'm going to tell you, Paul talks about how sufficient it is. When Satan tried to keep Paul from being or tried to get him to exalt himself above measure. God told him, Paul, you're okay. My grace is sufficient.
Yes.
So
yes,
you have a
yes.
sufficient grace. There's some grace that can keep you down the earth. There's some grace that can keep you in your rightful place.
Yes, yes. Yes,
see, a lot of us, we just know that we were saved by it. A lot of us
mm-hmm.
know we were justified by it. And we probably talk about those things. But
mm-hmm.
see, the new birth produces grace.
Yes, it does. Amen.
That's how you get renewed in your spirit, is by the grace of God. Grace
mm-hmm.
gives instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Especially those that are spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. See, God have, and I'm going to show you this too, because this is going to be real important. When you know that you've been shaped in grace.
Mm.
God shaped you in grace.
Yeah. Thank
he shaped
you, Lord.
Me in grace.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank
and
you, Lord.
Moses found some of that same grace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
yeah.
Moses got that grace which allowed him, help me, Holy Ghost, that
mm-hmm.
grace allowed him to become the lawgiver, for a better
mm-hmm.
way of saying this.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. I'm excited that we got to grow by grace. Salvation is in grace.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you know what? I think about it. The grace is the basis for Christian growth.
All right.
How do I know that? Sometimes when we read Colossians 3:16, I think about, see, I just go in and I pick out that one word, man. It, grace is so rich.
Mm.
It can overwhelm you.
Mm-hmm.
Grace, let me tell you, grace will literally change your attitude.
Yes, it will. Amen.
And
mm-hmm.
I've even had people to know, talked about grace, it's giving, and when they talk about that, they talk in terms of giving money. That's where Satan got them. He got them thinking
mm-hmm.
like that. He got them thinking along those terms.
Mm. Yes, yeah.
But it's going to be exciting. You'll get a chance to mark some things in your Bible. Oh, I don't dare write in my Bible. That's okay.
Mm.
You can buy another. Mark it up.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, God will give you some more. He'll give you the grace. He'll give
you
the finance to get another one.
Yeah. Yes, he will.
Now, let me tell you what. The writer of Revelation, and this will bless your heart, he left us in the hands of grace. He left us there.
Praise God. Praise God.
Let the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I read that.
Yes, yeah.
There's a lot of time you leave grace with God. See, when you leave grace, you left God there. And God's going to take care of the situation. A lot
yes,
of time
we
we'll have to do stuff. Just, you know what? I just beat you the grace of God. They don't even know what's going on.
Mm.
Yeah. Pastor, read Revelation 22 and 21. And, because I want to leave that with you guys today. Revelations 22 and 21. You can read it out of both of them if you want to. I don't care. You can close with that. And we'll pick up, we'll give you all the foundational scriptures tomorrow. I just wanted to kind of just share about what some of this is going to be about, or what this will be about.
Amen. From the King James, Revelation 22, verse 21, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And from the Message Bible, the grace of the Master Jesus be with you all. Oh, yes. Amen.
Yeah. So the writer left you with the grace of God. The last thing he said, may God's grace, the grace that's in Christ be with you.
Yeah. Amen.
And yes.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
What a way to leave a person. After you read the book of Revelation, then the man says, now may God's grace be with you. Because you're going to need it. In other words, you're going to need it.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you all so much. We'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.
Amen. God bless.